Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Alex.
So this is our TOEIC article, which is normally kind of business, office sort of language. We're doing something a little different this month, though. We're going behind the scenes of a stage show, The Lion King. Have you ever been on stage?
Yeah, in a way. At the end of my first year in college,
right?
We did. My college has this tradition of summarizing all of the books we read in a humanities class. These are old sort of Greek and Roman classics.
Wow.
In a 2-hour stage play.
Okay.
You can imagine that each book doesn't get very much time.
No, right.
And the play is full of jokes about them.
This
but
sounds
I
pretty
was
fun,
in that
actually.
As one of the Greek chorus members.
Okay, so you kind of know what it's like to be backstage and stuff. Now, if for those of you who haven't, let me tell you from my experience, backstage is crowded. It is full of stuff. People, costumes, props, bits of set, things from old shows. So the most important thing you need to know is how to get from one place to the other, maybe one side of the stage to another, really quickly.
Right. No one wants to suffer the experience of getting lost backstage.
Yeah. And you're supposed to be on stage, but in fact, you're somewhere back there. You've got no idea, like, how do I even get out of here? Where is the stage? What's going on? So, yeah, it's pretty fun. It's a good atmosphere backstage. The other thing you have to remember is you might be making jokes, but you've got to be super quiet because the audience might hear some backstage noises, which would be terrible.
Right.
Anyway, so this article is all about some people going backstage behind the scenes of The Lion King. So let's read through the article and find out what they see. Reading.
Behind the scenes of The Lion King. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining our tour of the Minskoff Theater. Later tonight, you'll be on the other side of these curtains watching The Lion King. But first, I'd like to reveal some secrets about the show and stage to you. Firstly, you might wonder how some of the actors play the animals in the show. The actors portraying the giraffes walk on these stilts here, for example. For the lions Mufasa and Scar, the crew use mechanical headpieces. These can move to make it look like the lions are attacking each other. Secondly, the stage has to be set up with some very large set pieces. Pride Rock and the Sun are the biggest pieces in the show. Here at the Minskoff, they're quite large. When we hold the show at smaller theaters, we use littler set pieces to fit the stages. Lastly, we will go down into the orchestra pit. This is where the orchestra plays the show's music and helps bring it to life. Does anyone have any questions?
So the article begins with this organizer, this tour guide, and he says, "Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining our tour of the Minskoff Theatre." So a tour is a short trip to or through a place in order to view something, inspect something. Now, you could do this to kind of check that everything's okay, like a factory tour just to make sure everything's working. But it's more often used when you're just kind of seeing stuff, learning about it, finding out what's there, maybe finding things you'd never realized. For example, it's possible to book a tour to visit some areas of Buckingham Palace in London. You can't see all of it because obviously the royal family does live there, but you can see a lot of the rooms and see a lot of the places and kind of see where the British royal family really live.
The tour guide says, "Later tonight, you'll be on the other side of these curtains watching The Lion King." A curtain is a big piece of cloth that's used to block a window or a frame. You'll see curtains in a window, for example, that you sort of pull together so that the sun doesn't come in. Or in a theater where they're big, usually red, and are used to block off the stage so that people can do things behind the curtain, and move pieces of the set around between scenes.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, and it kind of, and when the curtain goes up, it's kind of like, okay, the play's started, and when it goes down, it's like, okay, the play's over, or we're having a break for people to go and use the bathroom or get an ice cream or something.
Right. An example sentence might be, it was really bright outside, so I opened the curtains to light up my room.
The tour guide then says, but first, I'd like to reveal some secrets about the show and stage to you. Now, I actually don't like this, because if they haven't seen the show yet, but they know the secrets, it's kind of going to spoil a bit.
Right.
I would actually have them see the show and then come back the next day then to see it. You know, it's like watching the DVD extras to find out how they did all the special effects. You don't want to do that before you've seen the movie. I mean, otherwise, it kind of spoils it anyway.
Yeah, and it makes it a little bit less impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with The Lion King, which has so many of these big, impressive pieces.
Sure.
But the tour guide says, firstly, you might wonder how some of the actors play the animals in the show. The word wonder is a verb, and it means to be curious or want to know something. An example might be, I wonder what the weather will be like tomorrow. I should check on the internet.
Okay, so we're kind of wondering, okay, there's all these animals. It's a play, obviously, about animals. How do the actors do that? How do they move and make themselves appear and act like the animals? One of the answers the tour guide gives is the actors portraying the giraffes walk on these stilts here, for example. Here we use the verb portray, and when we're talking about acting, portray means to pretend to be that person or thing and use your voice and body to show what that person or thing is like. So you could portray a person, an animal, you could portray an object, it's all possible. You can also portray someone in writing, in which case you write about what they're like. Now, we can use the noun form portrayal, which is P-O-R-T-R-A-Y-A-L, the noun form. That portrayals of different people or animals can be different, as it's often up to the writer, the actor, or the director to decide which characteristics of a person or thing they want to concentrate on. So you could see two different portrayals of the same, you know, historical king. And you might see, oh, they're quite different, you know, or a Shakespearean character like this Romeo was quite different to the way this guy did Romeo, for example. Here's an example of how we can use portray. Daniel Day-Lewis won an Oscar for portraying Abraham Lincoln in the movie Lincoln.
That's right.
Which I've seen is pretty, it's very good.
And another word in that last sentence was stilts. This is a noun, and stilts are things people stand on to make themselves taller.
I need them.
The article is describing how, for instance, actors play giraffes by standing on long pieces of wood or metal to make themselves tall enough. Naturally, giraffes are very tall animals, mm-hmm. So the actors who are playing the giraffes need to be very, very tall. An example might be, it took me a while to get used to walking on stilts because I'm not usually that tall.
Yeah, and the feet bits are kind of hard, you know, difficult to balance up there. So that's one example with the giraffes. Now, the tour guide then gives another example. He says, for the lions Mufasa and Scar, so those are the two, the king and his brother, aren't they, from mm-hmm. The Lion King, the crew use mechanical headpieces. So here we saw the word crew. A crew is a group of people who are all working on a particular task. We can also use it if they all work together on a plane or a boat or something like that. Now, we can use the word crew as either a singular or a plural noun, and it doesn't have the S, so it's just one crew. And here we can use it with the verb use, so that's the plural verb, so we're treating crew as a plural noun. But we can say the crew uses, and both would be okay. They're both completely accurate grammar. Mm-hmm. If we do use crew with an S, crews, it would mean two entirely separate groups. For example, the crews of both ships. So two crews, two groups. Here's another example. There was a crew of 40 people working on the construction site.
Another word that the tour guide used there was mechanical. This is an adjective, and it means being a machine or having to do with a machine. Mechanical things do something when you use them. An example might be, Brenda knows a lot about mechanical things, so people often ask her to fix things. What the tour guide is kind of describing here is these headpieces,
yeah.
The heads that can move around, and I imagine their mouths can open and close.
Yeah, the eyes will be able to open and close,
right.
Move side to side. So that's what we mean by a headpiece. It's just the head of a costume, and if it's in a movie or a play, it might need several people to work it. You know, one person moves the eyes, another moves the mouth, another the nose, you know, side to side. A head puppets can also have headpieces. I think of the older Star Wars movies where, like, the Jabba the Hutt head part or the Yoda head part, these creatures,
right.
They had different, one person could operate parts of it. Sometimes they needed a lot of people, a crew, to move different parts of the same puppet to make it look as though it was a real life thing, moving like a real life thing would.
The tour guide says these can move, these headpieces can move to make it look like the lions are attacking each other. The headpieces can sort of shoot out at the other actors.
Okay, that's cool.
So that it looks like the lions are lunging towards each other.
That's really nice. Okay, so that's kind of one idea. Secondly, the tour guide says, moving on to a new area, the stage has to be set up with some very large set pieces. Now, a set piece is a passage or a section of a novel, a play, a film, or even a piece of music that's arranged to have a really big, really cool effect. Now, when we talk about a stage, a set piece would be kind of part of the set that it doesn't move once it's been set up, or it doesn't quickly shift on and off that often. And it includes a large number of features that the actors can stand on or interact with. And although there may be moving parts, the important thing is everything is set up before the scene begins. People don't come on later and add things. So they give a couple of examples in a moment, but it might be just a large area that's already got everything, all the props and stuff set up, so the actors have got everything ready to interact with. Now, in a movie, a set piece could be a very large battle scene,
right.
For example. And again, they have to plan it out really carefully and set it all up so that it doesn't look as though they're just making it up as they're going along.
Right. The tour guide does give two examples. He says, Pride Rock and the Sun are the biggest pieces in the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen The Lion King, Pride Rock is the large rock that all the animals come together to, that's sort of the castle for the lions in the movie.
Right. So, yeah, they have to make sure that's all ready. They've got, I guess they climb on it, right? So they've got to have the steps in the right place. I don't know what the sun does in the show. Maybe it just comes down from...
It does sort of comes down during some of the musical pieces.
Okay.
To show that it's shining on all of
what's
Africa.
Going on,
right.
Yeah. So for that, they'll just need to make sure the ropes are all ready and everything is set up so it can go up and down and everybody knows when and how and so on. The tour guide then says, here at the Minskoff, they're quite large. So Pride Rock and the Sun are very, very big, presumably because they have a big stage.
Right. And the tour guide says, when we hold the show at smaller theaters, we use littler set pieces to fit the stages.
Okay.
So when they have it at a different place where they don't have quite as much space, they might need to have another smaller version of Pride Rock and another smaller version of the Sun to fit the space that they have available.
Yeah, I've thought of a good personal example of a set piece. We did a show called Little Shop of Horrors,
right.
Which is about a plant that grows bigger and bigger as it kind of eats people. Now, in the start, it was a puppet on someone's arm. So the small plant is just it's a set piece of somebody having a puppet on their arm that they talk at. Now, the bigger set pieces towards the end of the show, we would set up these plant leaves and vines so they covered most of the stage.
Right.
And there was an actor inside the plant's mouth. Her legs were the bottom jaw and her arms and body were the top jaw, and they could open and close. And there was a little hole behind that actor so that when someone was eaten, they could disappear into the puppet, go through the hole, the puppet would open the mouth, and the actor who'd been eaten had disappeared.
Right.
And so it looked really cool, but we had to set all that stuff up in advance. We couldn't just kind of bring somebody on and they sit down and so on. That's why it's set piece.
That sounds like a lot of exercise for the person who's playing the plant.
Yeah, she actually did really well in that job. It was a very physical thing, but she had great fun eating me and other members of the cast.
That sounds like fun. The tour guide says, lastly, we will go down into the orchestra pit. An orchestra pit is a low place next to a theater stage where an orchestra sets up. We'll learn the meaning of the word orchestra in a minute. A pit is a kind of hole. So what this is describing is that there's a lower level next to the stage for the orchestra to sit in.
Yeah, so it kind of, the musicians are there and people, they're not in the way of what's going on the stage,
right.
But they can also see what's going on stage. And that can be quite useful because then if something doesn't work quite right on stage, if there's a mistake, then hopefully the orchestra can see what's going on and kind of follow that, make sure it doesn't look as strange as it might.
Right.
If it was just kind of music being played, you know, on a CD player or computer or something. So we know about the orchestra pit. The tour guide adds, this is where the orchestra plays the show's music and helps bring it to life. So the word orchestra is used to mean a group of musicians, and they are playing classical instruments together. So they're not really doing like guitars and electronic music. They're playing violins, they're playing flutes and all those other kinds of things. An orchestra is usually led by a conductor who kind of tells them, okay, louder, quieter, you know, this bit come in here, and basically runs the show. And we're talking about a large group of people, and many of the instruments are multiple. There's always lots of violins and other string instruments. There's usually two or three flutes or trumpets or other things like that, depending on what is needed for that particular piece of music. But there's not just like one person on violin, one person on trumpet. You need a big right. group playing multiple instruments, so the sound they create is kind of really big and rich and full of detail.
Mm-hmm. And the tour guide used the phrase, bring something to life there. And to bring something to life is to make it seem alive or lifelike. Here, when the article says that the orchestra's music helps bring the show to life, it means that the music helps complete the show and make the viewers, people watching the show, feel like they might be really there, or feel a set of emotions that go along with the show. It sort of completes the show.
Mm-hmm.
An example might be, the careful attention to detail helped bring the battle scene to life, and I felt like I was really there.
Yeah, felt like you're right in the middle of a real battle. So the tour guide finishes up this by saying, does anyone have any questions? And speaking of questions, since we've come to the end of our article, it's now time to go to today's For You chat question.
For You chat.
And our chat question for today is, if you could take a tour of any place, what would it be?
Oh, well, I would fancy a tour of the International Space Station. That would be pretty sweet to go up in there and look around. I'd kind of like to take a tour of Fort Knox in the US, which is where the gold...
Right.
Is it? I don't know if it's still kept there or if it used to be.
Yeah,
so just because, you know, it's been in movies and stuff, and it would just be really cool to see all that gold just being piled up. I've never done the Buckingham Palace tour that I mentioned earlier, so I like tours. I like the whole idea of going on a tour of a place, so yeah, I could go on for a long time. What about you? Do you have anywhere you'd like to take a tour of?
Well, I do think it would be cool, and I haven't done this, but it would be cool to take a tour of the White House.
Oh.
They do them sometimes for only certain areas and on certain days when, you know, it's not very busy, but you do get to see the places where, you know, the cabinet meets, where
okay.
they have big important
Can
meetings.
Can you go into the Oval Office?
You cannot go into the Oval Office.
Thing is, we've seen so many shows like House of Cards
right.
and The West Wing. We know
right.
exactly what it looks like. You know, there are no surprises there. Okay, so there's a few places you could take a tour of. What about you guys? Where would you like to visit and find out what it's really like behind the scenes? Have a chat about it and come back tomorrow as we'll be discussing part two of our TOEIC article about The Lion King. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Behind the scenes of The Lion King. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining our tour of the Minskoff Theater. Later tonight, you'll be on the other side of these curtains watching The Lion King. But first, I'd like to reveal some secrets about the show and stage to you. Firstly, you might wonder how some of the actors play the animals in the show. The actors portraying the giraffes walk on these stilts here, for example. For the lions Mufasa and Scar, the crew use mechanical headpieces. These can move to make it look like the lions are attacking each other. Secondly, the stage has to be set up with some very large set pieces. Pride Rock and the Sun are the biggest pieces in the show. Here at the Minskoff, they're quite large. When we hold the show at smaller theaters, we use littler set pieces to fit the stages. Lastly, we will go down into the orchestra pit. This is where the orchestra plays the show's music and helps bring it to life. Does anyone have any questions?
Vocabulary Review.
Tour. The visitors were given a tour of the company offices by one of the senior managers. Curtain. The curtain rose, revealing three actors standing in the middle of the stage. Wonder. Susan wondered if her boss would let her take a day off on Friday. Portray. The actress did plenty of research before she portrayed the famous singer in a movie. Crew. The plane's pilot told the cabin crew to prepare for landing. Mechanical. We called a repairman to fix a mechanical problem with our office's air conditioning.